Hey, baby. You look so nervous. What's wrong? Oh, that's right. You're right, yeah. You're in trouble. Now, what could my baby have done to get themselves in such a nerve-wracking predicament? Or maybe it's what they haven't done. The dishes. So you do remember. Now, where was this energy earlier, huh? Or maybe you didn't do them on purpose. Maybe you wanted to be punished. Really? Because this is the second time this week you've forgotten. I let you go with a warning last time. You knew you were on thin ice. One has to assume this level of forgetfulness must be a cry for attention. No, baby. No excuses. You wanted my attention. Now you've got it. The question is, what to do with a disobedient little thing like you? I can't just let you go with another warning. Oh, I know. You've been so good for me in every other way imaginable. So I'll only have to punish you a tiny bit. Oh, sweetheart, don't beg. You know how wet that makes me. Now, you stand right there while I have my way with you. Because clothing offers protection, however slight. And I want you to feel everything. No, I don't need anything for this other than my two eager hands. And these. Arms up. Palms flat, facing the ceiling. Fingers toward me. They're not for drinking. They're for holding. I'm going to slide the stem of glass between your fingers. Merlot, one glass per hand. Keep them raised. Now, I'm going to tickle you all over your most sensitive spots. And you're going to keep those glasses balanced for me. You're right. The carpet would be absolutely ruined. So you'd better keep your composure. 'Cause I'd hate to see what the punishment would be for that. Where should I start? Poor nervous baby. You're all shivery, and I've barely even touched you yet. But that's right. You did say it tickles when I kiss your neck like this. Soft and gentle. Brushing my lips against you. And you are squirming an awful lot. Don't spill. You say that now, before I've even gotten my fingers on your ticklish little ribs. Oh, did someone forget just how badly that tickles? I think they did. And how about when I squeeze them just a bit, like this? You keep those arms up. Take your punishment like the good tickle toy you are, or I'll tie you down and make you take it. Then I won't have to hold back. So, behave yourself. And keep those hands steady while I focus on these beautifully exposed armpits here. Oh, yes. One of my favorite spots. And almost always covered up and kept away from my naughty, wiggling fingers. Maybe I'll only use one then. Would that make it better? If I just run my index finger in little patterns here? No. Oh, that's not better at all, is it? No, that tickles really badly, doesn't it? Yeah, I know. Imagine what I could do with two. Wait, that's right. I don't have to just imagine. That's why it's a punishment, baby. It's supposed to make you suffer. Though, I don't know. You are laughing an awful lot for someone who's supposedly having such a hard time. You know what? You're right. You could definitely be laughing harder. Maybe I'll just visit this spot right here. Yeah, you forgot about that one, didn't you? But I didn't. I've mapped out every last inch of this beautiful body. And I know just how to pull your strings to get you to dance for me. Including how to touch this very sensitive skin, covering your smooth, tight, glorious ass, and how scribbling my fingers over it sends you into hysterics. You have no idea how fucking hot it is watching you try so hard to keep your composure when all you want to do is lose control and give in to my tickling fingers. Not yet, baby. I'm not done playing with you. I know. You can only take so much. And you're doing so good for me. Just a little bit longer, okay? Just until I'm satisfied you've learned your lesson. And I've gotten to run my fingers a little lower. You're not doing that good, honey. No. I mean, I need to pay some attention to these. Your terribly ticklish feet. That's why we're only going to tickle them one at a time. You can hold your balance, right? You'll figure it out. I believe in you. Now, your left foot. Sole facing me. Come on, toes up. There we are. You won't have to hold it too long. Though if it's really that difficult, you can always sit down. Then I can take all the time I want to thoroughly destroy you with laughter. God, I love it when you whimper for me. Almost as much as I love this. That gasp and giggle when I run my fingers along your arches. Yeah, like that. And then wiggling them under and around your toes. Okay. You can put it down. Catch your breath. Then give me your other foot. Thank you, my obedient little tickle toy. Even the tops of your feet are ticklish, aren't they? And in between your toes, gentle brushing fingers. Oh, that's really bad, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Ooh, it really is. What if I had one hand on your toes? Working down to the ball of your foot. Right where it meets the floor. Keep those arms up. You are. You're taking it so well. Just a little more. We're almost done. All right, we're done. You can put your foot down and your arms. Are you all right, baby? You feeling okay? I'm so proud of you, honey. You did such a good job taking your tickles, and you didn't even spill a drop. No, I think you should keep your clothes off for now. And meet me in the bedroom. You said you wanted to make it up to me, right? Well, after all that, I think I need a release of my own. Oh. And don't forget the wine. I want to make a toast. To dirty dishes, of course. And all the wonderful ideas they inspire.